Since I think that your music has a twist and it's difficult to pinpoint being somehow positively gay and cheerful, including elements of cabaret, I would like to know if the element of irony is important to your work.
Okay, well, we're starting out strong.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can kind of go back to what made the band, because when we started out, we started out as a band who did covers. This was 17 years ago, and at the time we didn't really take music seriously because we had other jobs, we were students, and so forth. So after a while, we got really more serious into it because we started doing our own songs, and but we always do our songs with a sense of maybe a kind of how would you say there's always a feeling to the songs that make them not that serious, even if there's some very serious songs. It's on stage that I think that really appears. Because night after night, it's going to be very different. Mm-hmm. Sometimes some of the members of the band will be cracking jokes. And maybe the night afterwards, it's going to be a very serious and solemn evening.
What about your sound? It's kind of old-timey and a mixture of folk, country, bluegrass, even blues and rock. Was this a coincidence, or were you consciously looking for such a sound?
The sound has been crafted throughout the years because there are different elements that play in there. I mean, there's one of the elements is the different members of the band. Each one, even if, though the English language is the language that we all reunite around. It's true that the different influences of the different band members play an important role in the music. I for instance, listen to a lot of blues and to a lot of world music, and the singer Rosemary listens to a lot of classical music and a lot of folk music, and our bass player is more maybe in 80s new wave and English sound. So that's just a few of the different elements that come into the crafting of the songs.
And since all the members have different cultural backgrounds, would you say that the band Moriarty actually has a home, or is it a homeless traveling band?
Well, some of the elements are similar. I think cultural elements, like it's true that some of the elements are common, and others are a little bit more far-fetched. That's why we have our own style. We do our own songs, and we don't follow a movement. You know, when we started playing 17 years ago, and we started getting our sound maybe 10 years ago, people were wondering what we were doing. I mean, why would you be doing this style of music? It doesn't correspond to your time. But it does correspond, because this is the music we love, and what we try to do together we feel is unique and contemporary. It can be the stories we tell, or the lyrics of the songs, or it can be the different way of playing the instruments, not in a traditional way, in a way that is proper to us and who corresponds to the music we make together.
I read somewhere that when you refer to members of the band, you all use the same surname. How come?
Are you
a family, or do you consider yourself part of
a
musical
family? We're a
family.
You know, there are two brothers in the band, and one is our uncle. So now we tend to consider ourselves as a real family. I mean, the other members too.
Okay, the 10 minutes are over.
Already?
I think so.
Okay.
I'd like to go on.
Well, you can have a last, if you want to, if there's a last question you want to.
Yeah.
I don't think it was as good, this interview, no, as the other one.
No, listen, I really had fun, you know. I feel bad for the mistake I made earlier, but, you know, when we're done here, I'll feel good about having a nice chat with someone, you know.
Okay, all right.
Never mind the listeners, you know.
Okay.
So I think for the last question, I'll ask you again about the vernacular, because I think you said something really interesting back there.
Okay.
But if you don't remember, you know, just make it up.
Yeah, I don't remember, but ask me the question again.
Yeah. Is the research of the traditions of the American and British vernacular part of your creative process of your songwriting?
We started out as a band that was doing covers, so I think we listened to a lot of. We didn't actually do research at the time, you know. Mm-hmm. We were more just doing covers of songs that we liked, and then after doing our own songs for maybe 10 years, we started looking back to what had happened before, and some of the projects on which we worked. For instance, we did a tribute to Alan Lomax.
Mm-hmm.
So we researched songs by Lead Belly and by who else? Let me remind. I just remember Lead Belly. What else did we do? Anyway, we started looking back and covering these songs, and there was a feel to it that a very good feeling, because we were looking back to. And playing songs that had been playing multiple times before, and we were feeling part of something, part of a heritage, and a music that we love.
Okay, then thank you very much. Once
you're
again.
Welcome.
So
I'll be waiting for your next phone call in 10 minutes. Okay?
No, please don't. Please don't. But I'll see you on Tuesday. And
okay, see you on Tuesday.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Good. Have a good concert. Bye bye.
Yeah. To you too. Thank you. Bye.